Good evening, everyone. This is, well, me. I'm your friend, your sister, your mom, your auntie, your, you know, best bud or advisor, just anything you'd like me to be at any day. That's who I am. Anyway, this is an exciting time to talk about my podcast. And my topic for today is act like a human and think like a god. And I'm going to explain what I mean by that, you know, because I get a lot of questions from people because of my humanitarian work that I do, and because I'm always like out there volunteering. People always automatically assume that I belong to some kind of religion group, like whether I'm Muslim, Christian, or something, or like I'm religious or spiritual. And then when they find out, then they ask me, you know, are you Christian? That is a very common question. And I go, no. Muslim? No. What are you? Like, I'm human. I'm just me. And to see the look on people's faces when they hear that, it's just pretty, it's something very interesting. And then to see, you know, how they go from like, okay, how can she be nothing to, well, I don't care. It's just pretty interesting. But anyway, you know, that's one of the things that I want to share today. It's just the practice of just being human and the practice of thinking godlike. So, and if you guys know of this popular book by Steve Harvey, you know, let me use it as a comparison, where he talks about acting like a lady and thinking like a man, just to help women sort of navigate being in a relationship with guys and making decisions and all that. That's sort of like a good comparison of what I mean by, you know, you act like a human being, but you think like a god. That's how, what I practice all the time. That's what gives me confidence. I feel, you know, when I don't think of the traditional god as a being that is out there, that is, you know, somewhere up there in some kind of pedestal, or God as something outside of me. I internalize the idea of God, and that's what helps me actually feel more confident. It helps me be more strategic, be more creative, because I kind of feel empowered to be thinking like I'm a God. And of course, you know, some people will be like, but if you think you're God, you're gonna not have rules, or you're gonna be out of control. You're not gonna, you know, be you if you don't have something to aspire to or look towards. If you feel like you're super high, then you would be pompous or not, or behave a certain way. But I argue the opposite, because if my idea of God is actually someone that, at least the way it was communicated to me when I was younger, compassionate, giving, you know, puts themselves in the shoes of other people, have empathy, of service to others. So that's, you know, the God that I was introduced to as a child is not a God that just, you know, takes advantage of situation just because they feel like, okay, I'm God. So I think it's okay that I think like I'm God, because it keeps me in a space of empathy and giving and oneness and no side, not taking sides and things like that. So that's why, you know, I really want to share this idea of, you know, acting, you know, thinking like you're God, and of course you execute like a human being, because that's the best way to, that I find to be. And that's what keeps me smiling. That's what keeps me in a space where I see human beings as humans. And of course, human beings are imperfect. I am, and we all are. So it even helps to see that difference and embrace it as much as we can. And that's sort of like my secret weapon, is I think like I'm God. So I'll be talking more about this as time goes on this podcast. Feel free to ask questions, like the podcast, and send me an email if you want me to touch up on any topics, or if there's something that I said that resonated well with you or not. You know, I'd like to hear about it. I'd like to hear your thoughts of, and if there are other people out there that think like they're God, you know, I'd like to hear from you as well. So other people also can hear from you, and we can share this beautiful experience of feeling super, super empowered and being operating in our best self. So until next time, again, just before you dog it, give it a try. Act like a human, think like a God. Until next time, it's your friend, your girl, your sister, your mom. And what are the categories out there? Oh, whatever you'd like me to be. Bye.